Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba vows to formulate long-term and immediate plans to address grievances of people affected by natural calamities. Death toll in flood and inundation in the country caused by rain since Sunday reaches 111. Rice crops worth 7 billion rupees damaged in three provinces. Jayanagar Kurta cross-border railway handed over to Nepal government, and seven people killed in Rohingya refugee camp attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the efforts would be made to resolve problems related to floods and inundation in a long-term manner. While making on-site visit to take stock of the damages caused by flood at Tikapur Municipality 8 in Kailali District today, Prime Minister Deoba shared that activities would be carried out by making short-term and long-term plans in order to resolve flood and inundation problems. Responding to journalists' questions, Prime Minister Deoba said the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact is in interest of Nepal and expressed his belief that the pact would be endorsed by the parliament soon. He clarified that the MCC is not above and beyond the laws of Nepal and there are nothing in the MCC that hampers Nepali interest. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba also reiterated the government's commitment to inoculate all eligible Nepalese with anti-COVID-19 vaccines. The Prime Minister also said his party's general convention would be held as per the schedule. A team comprising Prime Minister Deoba, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ale, among others, had made on-site visit of flood-hit areas in Karnali and Sudhir Pasim province. The death toll in landslides and floods triggered by incessant rain from 17th of October has killed at least 111 people. The police have said 37 people are still unaccounted for. The police report says 42 people were injured in the incident of natural calamities caused by unseasonal rain. The incidents of floods and inundation since Sunday has also damaged rice crop worth about 7 billion rupees in three provinces. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has published the data from primary assessment that the floods and inundation has damaged 67,919 hectares of paddy crop in Sudhir Pasim province, Lumbini province and province 1. A spokesperson at the Agriculture Ministry, Prakash Sanjal, said the primary assessment showed loss of about 258,092 metric tons of rice this year. The Karnali province government has decided to provide 200,000 rupees compensation to each family of the people who lost their lives in recent incident of natural calamities. Chief Secretary of Karnali province government, Rajkumar Shrestha, said a meeting of province disaster management council held today decided to provide compensation to the families of 8 people who were killed in the landslide and flood in the province. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad has stressed on collaboration among all to mitigate natural disaster risk. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Home Minister Khad said disaster risk can only be reduced in collective efforts of all. He also pledged to work in reducing risk of disasters in collaboration with the experts. Newly appointed ambassadors of Brazil, Italy, Malta and South Africa to Nepal have presented their letters of credence to President Biddyadevi Bhandari. At a special ceremony held at Sitalivas today, Ambassadors Carlos Alberto Michael San Den Hartog of Brazil, Vincenzo Di Luca of Italy, Rubin Gauci of Malta, and Joel Sibusiso Ndebele of South Africa presented their credentials to the President. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Ganendra Bahadur Karki has viewed that literature works as a bridge to connect the world as a mirror of the society. Launching a travelogue entitled Sane Shane Atrama by journalist and literator Biyogi Buratoki in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki pleased that the ministry would work to connect with the literary figures in the production of great works. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. द 35 किलोमिटर लङ क्रस बोर्डर जयनगर कुर्ता रेलवे ट्र्याक कन्स्ट्रक्टेड इन इन्डियन असिस्टेन्स हैज बीन ह्यान्डेड ओभर टु नेपाल गभर्नमेन्ट. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatra, handed over the railway track to Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Renu Kumari Yadav amidst a function held in Kathmandu today. Jayanagar-Kurta railway track is a part of Jayanagar-Bijalpura-Bardivas railway track to be constructed in support of Indian government. The National Reconstruction Authority is organizing an international conference on reconstruction efforts from the 7th to 9th of December. Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Sushil Kumar Gyawali, said the conference was planned to share Nepal's experience and achievement of the post-2015 earthquake reconstruction. The development partners and donor agencies who took part in donor conference held on the 25th of June 2015 would be invited to take part in the conference. A total of 708 new cases of coronavirus were reported in the past 24 hours across the country. The Ministry of Health says the cases were confirmed while testing 9,376 samples. Likewise, 932 people recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours. With this, the rate of recovery has climbed to 97.2%. Meanwhile, 11 persons died of virus in the past 24 hours, pushing the total corona-related death to 11,337 in the country. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. Attackers have killed at least 7 people in an assault on an Islamic seminary in a Rohingya refugee camp on the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The Bangladeshi police said the attackers shot dead some victims and stabbed others with knives. In the attack today, 4 people were killed instantly and 3 others died at a hospital in the Balukhali camp. Somalia's president and prime minister say they have struck a deal to speed up the process for long-delayed election ending their simmering feud which threatened to plunge the country into a fresh crisis. Somalia was supposed to choose a new president this month, ending a complicated indirect election that would also select a parliament. But the election was halted amidst a dispute between President Mohamed Abdullahani Mohamed and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Rebelle over who would head the National Intelligence Service Agency. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandagi Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba vows to formulate long-term and immediate plans to address grievances of people affected by natural calamities. Death toll in flood and inundation in the country caused by rain since Sunday reaches 111. Rice crops worth 7 billion rupees damaged in three provinces. Jayanagar-Kurta cross-border railway handed over to Nepal government, and seven people killed in Rohingya refugee camp attack. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.